What makes you feel good?
Hold on a minute. Don't drop it.
Just I've been having a good day today.
Thank you.
I just have a question.
Can you call me for
the
glasses? Maybe. I'm not sure we have enough time. Tonight, you have entered the square of respect. Would you please put your toes on the line? Take your hands out of your pocket, put them by your side. Stand at attention. It's a one tonight. Yay! All right. I would like you guys to be quiet. Be still. Bow your heads. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, thank you that you love us. Thank you, Father, that we can come together and praise you, worship you, and learn more about you. Father God, I ask that you would protect these young brothers and sisters, that you would raise them in righteousness. You would teach them not to be afraid, that they can stand strong in their faith. And all the saints said,
amen.
I didn't hear you.
Amen.
All right, present colors. Quiet.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America,
to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And the Christian flag?
I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe.
Do you believe that?
Yes!
Post colors. You may be seated. I missed you guys last week. I was halfway around the world.
Wow.
In a place called Greece.
Really?
Wow. You know where Greece is?
Did you
see Zeus? In the Mediterranean.
Did you see Zeus?
What?
Did you see Zeus?
Did I see Jude?
Zeus.
Zeus. I saw a statue of Zeus. He's not there. So what I want to do here is I was told that you guys learned a little bit about Martin Luther. Is that correct, last week?
Yeah.
Someone tell me about Martin Luther. Okay, please stand up. Tell me what you learned about Martin Luther.
He was going to go to law school, but he stopped to preach for the people.
Did he get along well with the Pope?
No.
Tell me what you know about Martin Luther. Come on, stand up.
In 1517, Martin Luther began the Protestant Reformation by printing the 95 Theses, which made Pope Leo X excommunicate him.
They didn't like him, did they? No. So now, the church, a group of people went to Greece, and we were walking the footsteps of Paul, and we were going to these sites that are in the Bible. And we talk about the Bible, we read about the Bible. When you actually get to these historical sites, they're real. And it makes this book more real. And Paul was like Martin Luther. He was not ashamed of the gospel. And people didn't like him for speaking out about it. And Paul wrote a scripture, that's my verse for this week. And it's in Acts 18:9. And it reads as such. Well, I got to get my eyesight here. And the Lord said to Paul one night in a vision, "Do not be afraid, but go on speaking and do not be silent. For I am with you, and no one will attack you to harm you. For I have many in the city who are my people." All of us teachers here want you all to trust God. You'll all face challenges. But you have a promise here that God gave to Paul. Don't be afraid. No one will harm you. The key to that is you have to believe that. So next week, I'm going to put a little slideshow together of the sites that we visit. And one of my favorite place was Patmos. And that was where John, the Apostle John, was put in a cave. And he wrote the last letter, the Revelations. That place is real. The Revelation is real. And Jesus is coming back soon. Father God, thank you for these children. Father, protect them in a world that seems to be going half crazy. Father, I thank you for the teachers and the volunteers for their help. Protect them as well. And all the saints said,
amen.
One announcement now. I need all the TNT guys and girls to get over by the bleachers. We're going to take a group photo for Bob. All right? The rest of you are dismissed. Thank you very much.
Sorry.
Watch out.
Don't kill him.